Hello, everyone. Since we were on the topic of stereotypes and libraries and pop culture, we decided to go with the rule of three in media. So this is our third podcast, but we want to focus specifically on tying in inquiry methods in libraries and how it's been seen in pop culture. Let's focus specifically on Hogwarts, Harry Potter. They go to the library. To find answers.
They go to find answers in the library, and it's very subversive of them. And there's a recurrent theme in media and in history where people use the library as a source of not only information, but to gather and to, as a collective, fight against some kind of injustice. Mm. Gather information, arm themselves with knowledge to fight against some kind of injustice. It's very subversive in the way that they go against the mainstream culture, their own counterculture. They're going against what hasn't been working so far in their society, and I think it's important to note that, or it's worth mentioning that they're in this magical realm, right? Magic exists everywhere, all around them. The one thing that is tangible and concrete and not magic is knowledge. It's the books. Mm. Why don't they have it in a little magic sphere or something that tells them, you know, some magic internet crystal ball thing? No, because the one thing that is timeless and classic and that will withstand the test of time is knowledge and books and libraries, no matter what.
And I think it's an amazing, parallel that we see that not only in Hogwarts with Hermione, but we see it also with Lisa Simpson.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
The Simpsons.
There's
that,
so many.
And,
many references.
And they're both young girls that obviously go to the library for their rescue. And on top of that, not only do they go to their rescue to go to the library, but to the restricted section.
Right.
Well, not necessarily to the restricted section, but to the special collections, which a lot of libraries do have. And both of the young girls go and obtain and are able to solve whatever problem is at hand by doing so.
But because they know how to access that information in the library, I think it's important that young people learn how to access the information physically, how to use the catalog, how to find the information, how to find the books, the layout of the library, Dewey Decimal System, they need to know that. Because those two girls, they were ingenues, right? They were prodigies.
Yes.
And that's how they were able to access that information.
Well, who knows if they, in Hogwarts Library, if they used the Dewey Decimal System.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Regardless.
I wonder what kind of classification system they use.
So, like, what's paranormal for, like, a library here?
Realistic.
What number?
Historical.
Okay, so it would be in that section. I wonder what it would be.
The library is like that.
History. Yeah, it would be under history.
Applied science.
Applied science. Yeah, there you
magical
go.
Magical science. Magical science. They probably have their own system.
Entirely. Some crazy muggle system.
That'd be really cool. I wonder if there's an infographic somewhere out there.
That'd be kind of funny.
Or one could be made.
Oh.
You should make one.
Oh, yeah, I totally should make one. Thanks for the idea, guys. All right, now, I love how you all mentioned this, you know, inquiry method in libraries, and yes, it was I guess driven by young girls. Now let's take
this is we always ask questions.
I know.
Who are you with? What are you doing?
What are you wearing?
When are you coming back?
I know. Right? Now, okay. Now we see.
I checked.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but what about Bart Simpson? Wasn't there an episode in? Was it Treehouse of Horror?
Well, and that was the whole point. Is aside from quoting Homer, that goes along with the whole Simpsons idea is that alcohol is the problem and solution to all the problems. Apparently, the library was no different because in one of the Treehouse of Horrors, Bart caused all the zombie outbreak through a book.
Mm.
And, of course, it was solved through a book. And it was through the library, through the restricted section. And this is, of course, predates Hogwarts or any of that.
Right.
So this is something that they were getting from other sources of other media. So the Simpsons didn't really come up with it originally, but they were stealing it from other sources, as like Twilight Zone and things like that.
Right. And, you know, and usually a lot of those references paved the way for the things that we see now. Okay, now that we're on the topic of, I guess, horror and inquiry, let's think about, 9th Gate Amityville, Insidious. I mean, they all reference the library somehow.
And The Ninth Gate has been one of those obscure Johnny Depp movies that maybe have been somewhat popular with book collectors or not. But Johnny Depp plays a book detective. But of rare books. He's looking for a demonic.
That excites
you. It does.
It tickles your fancy somehow.
It does. I love rare
And books. He works for an eccentric millionaire or billionaire demonic book collector that houses his own special library collection in a high-tech library with a passcode of 666 and everything. So the entire movie is Johnny Depp trying to hunt down a book, and he does it through going through different libraries throughout the world.
That's right, because we house everything that's important, even if it makes some people feel uncomfortable.
And even looking through copies and copyright issues and things like that. So it's a...
What about the Da Vinci Code?
Oh, there you go. So he goes into the secret archive of the Vatican. Who knows what books are housed there?
Did it just kill you when you tore that page out?
Right, yes. That's exactly the moment that I imagined.
Where you're like, put your gloves on, you bastards. How dare you?
No.
And he does it so smoothly too, right?
Yeah. Well, what about, oh man, I just love the way genre of horror ties into, you know, libraries and
culture. And you know the scariest part when they're doing research is when they bust out the microfiche, you're like, oh, here it comes.
Yes.
Whoosh, 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 whoosh. Scary.
Yes. Yes, and they always find some sort of, like, disaster. And nobody talks about that. Nobody talks about it. Because you're right, it's never brought up throughout the movie, like, this is what happened, they have to go looking for it. You know, inquiry methods. What about Amityville and Insidious?
And that's exactly what comes to mind first, is the original Amityville.
All those crimes.
The original Amityville horror, the movie, aside from, like, the novel that came out and all the controversy surrounding that novel, was the movie itself that, when it came out, was that the solution was to... The climax was going to the library and finding out the history of the house and the history of the crime that happened, and seeing that George had the same face as the murderer from the actual crime that had been committed in the house. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, it was repeated again with the Ryan Reynolds remake later in the 2000s, and exactly the same thing that happened as they go. So it's a theme that's consistent in horror movies.
Yeah, in The Ring, the American version and the Japanese version, same thing. They piece together what happened to the different people and where this antagonist was coming from and the crimes that have been committed. Same thing, library, then and now.
Yeah, absolutely. Now...
And the way they do it in other movies, too. It's not just the...
No, like, yeah,
that's
it's just horror.
It's a consistent theme. It's a consistent theme.
But why do you think... You know, I mean, obviously, there's just so many references. Why do you think it's so important to have at least one reference of the library in some sort of movie?
I really think it's the idea of discovery, of that self-discovery and the emotion that goes into going and digging through information and eventually finding what you're looking for. And as personal experience, digging through information and the thrill of finding something that you're looking for and then finally finding it is an amazing experience.
When I was writing my thesis, I thought everything I needed was going to be on the internet. You're like, oh, you poor thing.
poor child.
No, yeah, I thought, oh, I'm never going to have to get out of this chair. Yeah, no. I had to go to the library. Yeah. I had to get up. I had to borrow from different places. And you know what? That was really exciting.
Yeah.
It made my research that much more real. Aww. And satisfying.
Ironically, my thesis, I didn't even use the internet much at all at that time. And it was back in 2006.
Yeah. And you all agree that you both went to the library for it. Yeah. So that's why. And, yes. And that's exactly why I say libraries and pop culture. Who says we're not important? You know, who says we're not important? You know, like, it just helps with everything. It helps with everything, and it's very refreshing.
Inquiry.
Just, you know, it's all very refreshing.
Hands in, library on three.
Ready? Hands in. One, two, three. Libraries.
Inquiry.
All right. Libraries. All right. right. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for listening. And I hope you all stay tuned for future podcasts. This is RGV Librarian signing off, asking you what's on your reading shelf.